Jerry O'Donnell for U.S. Senate, paid for by Doc Sherry for Senate.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour, last half hour of today's show here on the third hour of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop on the Patriot Voice Radio Network this Thursday, March 14th, 2024 edition. Greatly appreciate Izzy Lyman subbing in for me tomorrow. We've got a busy day down here in Florida, and we appreciate her doing the show. She's going to do all the interviews. She's going to do the history lesson in the second hour with Pastor Chatfield, and looking forward to field reports, especially in the third hour from Dr. Sherry O'Donnell. She's got a lot of things to report as to what's going on out there in the campaign trail, so greatly appreciate that. Want to thank Barry for coming on and talking about MAGA water. Patriot Jim, Randy, the fluoride and public drinking water is actually more toxic and worse than the chlorine. Yeah, I've seen those reports. I've seen those studies as well. But for some reason, I don't taste the fluoride. I don't smell it. The chlorine is what nails me. And Christine says, yeah, her friend came from Germany and asked why they drink pool water. That's funny. So greatly appreciate that. Got a couple of stories from Lansing I want to squeeze into today's show. Very short, Senator Rick Altman, Republican from Six Lakes, made quote of the day yesterday. He opposed these bills that the Democrats are proposing because it is a slippery slope regarding car seat regulations. Oh yeah, here we go. The Democrats and Governor Gretchen Whitmer want to tell us everything to do in our lives. He says because these bills regarding car seat regulations is getting dangerously close to requiring me to be in a booster, child booster seat. I guess he's only 5'4". And this legislative bills that they're proposing is going to change the status of the regulations regarding the car seats laws. Senate Democrats are buckling down on car seat standards. Really? You Democrats in the Senate, you got to tell us what to do every step of the way of our lives. We have to be regulated in the state of Michigan on every dang thing we do. Really? Legislation to update the state's mandates for youths. I'm going to use that from my cousin Vinny's show, the movie, You Utes. Did you just say Utes? Yeah, you have the Utes, you otter. Oh, God. Joe Pesci is with his New York Bronx accent. Vicky, you and I watch too many movies. We got to stop doing that. Anyway, youths in car seats and booster seats, for the very first time in 15 years, passed the Senate on a 21-17 vote. And was later sent to the governor's desk. I want to know who the Republican vote is that joined the 20 Democrats to vote for this crap. John DeMoose, is your name in this story somewhere? I'm going to keep reading this story. I have not prepped this story. I haven't read it. The headline caught my eye. Currently in Michigan, children less than 4 years old must be properly secured in a child restraint system or a child car seat or infant carrier in a vehicle's rear seat. You can't have them in the front. They got to be in the back. If all of the vehicle's rear seats are already occupied by other children younger than four, a rear-facing car seat can be placed in the front. Rear-facing. Meanwhile, children are required to be appropriately buckled in a car seat or booster seat until they turn 8 years old, or become 4 feet 9 inches tall, whichever comes first, quote, end quote. Under House Bill 4511, State Representative Kerry Renegans, the Communist Democrat Socialist from the People's Republic of Ann Arbor, introduced her bill, as well as the other communist, State Representative John Fitzgerald, Democrat from Wyoming. Youth must first be placed in a rear-facing car seat until they turn 2 years old or reach the seat manufacturer's weight or height limits. After the infant car seat, they must go into a child car seat. They will need to be seated in a forward-facing seat with an internal harness until they reach 5 years of age or that seat's weight or height limit. Following either of those thresholds, the child would still need to be restrained in a belt positioning child booster seat, quote unquote, secured with a lap shoulder safety belt until they turn 8 years old or grow to be at least 4'9" tall. Again, the bill passed, was approved 21-17. Whoa! It wasn't the moose. The lone rhino Republican that joined the 20 Democrats, Michael Weber of Rochester Hills. And you know why? In Rochester Hills, he's facing potential election replacement in 2026. Senators are not on the ballot this year, 24, with the presidents. Senators are on the ballot with the governors. But he's going to be challenged, and a Democrat is going to run against him. Michael, you've been on my show. Really, dude? Well, Altman made the quote of the day. I oppose these bills because the slippery slope of car seat regulations is getting dangerously close to requiring me to be in a booster seat, being only 5'4". In September 2023, the U.S. Department of Transportation's National Highway Traffic Safety Administration reported that car seats can reduce the risk or fatal injury in a vehicle crash by 71% for infants if the seat is correctly installed. For toddlers, the risk is calculated to come down to only 54% increased safety. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the CDC, has relayed recently a 2011 study estimating that 46% of car seats and booster seats were used incorrectly in a manner possibly reducing their effectiveness, with car seat misuse estimating 59% when the booster seats were excluded. Really, folks, we need Lansing to tell us how to strap in our kids. Kill the ringer, please. Seriously? Really? Really? Where in the Michigan State Constitution is it defined that government has the right to pass laws against us regarding car seats? Infant carriers, seatbelt use. Oh, that's right. It's not in our state constitution. Nowhere. I know because I've read it numerous times and I teach it. You've got to be kidding me. Folks, if you haven't attended the class yet, you need to go to acconservatives.org. Read the post regarding the upcoming class I'll be teaching in Traverse City on Saturday, April 13th. It's going to be in Traverse City at the Republican Grand Traverse County Republican Party's building, their headquarters, on the corner of South Airport and Garfield. Doors will open at 9:30. The class will start at 10. We will be done out of there by 1:30, Saturday, April 13th. Robert's Rules of Order, Crash Course, and the Michigan State Constitution. This is absolutely amazing. Another example of, number one, us needing constitutional elected officials that will follow the state constitution. and be able to hold them accountable when they don't. Absolutely amazing. Well, the one voice that had some common sense actually came from the Rhino Republican, Ed McBroom, up in the 38th State Senate District. Before the vote was taken yesterday, Senator Ed McBroom said the corruption of the car seat industry is a menace to families across this country, and particularly across the state of Michigan. He added that as a dairy farmer, he wishes he could force everybody to buy milk for their children. Why not pass a bill requiring parents to buy dairy milk for their infants instead of the formula? Why not? You're telling us everything else we need to do regarding our infants, our toddlers. Why not force them to buy milk? According to one report by Global Market Insights, the baby car seat market size was valued, listen to this, folks, 2 years ago in 2022, to be a $4.82 billion industry, with a projected compound annual growth of 5.8% between last year, 2023, and 2032. That's right. Thank God our age to be able to reproduce mothers are going to continue to have babies, and it's anticipated that the growth rate will be 5.8% in that birthing rate. Ed McBroom said, with 13 children in his household, it is a complete disaster to try to put all these car seats in the family car if I want to take my family out to dinner, end quote, said Senator McBroom. He goes on to say, and you're trying to buy all these car seats, keeping up with how tall is my child today, how much do they weigh, how many Cheerios are buried in the car seat? It becomes a nightmare that all parents all over the entire state of Michigan are now going to have to deal with. I'll tell you this right now, moving car seats around in a 15-passenger van is a complete nightmare. And yet, don't say, well, you don't have to have so many kids. Really? Unbelievable. 13 children. It's actually a combined household. He adopted his brother's children when he passed away. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Free spring inspection for your vehicle. Bring your vehicle to Royal Tire at 402 West Mitchell and Petoskey. Get a free inspection of your wiper blades, tires and wheels, a battery test, brake pads and rotors. Call to schedule an appointment at 231-347-1001. Make sure your vehicle is ready for summer. It's coming. Again, call Royal Tire at 231-347-1001.
If you are a PIE&G electric customer, call and get on the PIE&G Connect Express today. Call 800-423-6634 to get connected to the best, fastest, most reliable fiber internet connection in northern Michigan. Faster than Frontier, speedier than Sunrise, all at an affordable price. So call them today at 800-423-6634 and get on the PIE&G Connect internet train. All aboard!
Hey Patriots, Veteran John here in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. MAGA water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, veteran-owned. Go to MAGAWater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's MAGAWater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Little housekeeping to do here. Request for the website again for the class upcoming in Traverse City on Saturday, April 13th. Robert's Rules of Orders Crash Course and the Michigan State Constitution. Go to the website AC Conservatives, is plural, AC, Antrim County, acconservatives.org. Read the post, follow the instructions, donate $59 for the class. You will be registered. We will buy the books, and we'll see you there on Saturday, April 13th. Again, if you want that information, just text me, class. Class. Let's see. I don't think you have to check with the MCL 160. I think they are due by the 15th, Tuesday before the election date. Check Act 451, Section 384. Because I don't have time to do all that, especially during a show. He says April 23rd, folks, is the filing deadline at 4 p.m. for nominating petitions and affidavits identity for partisan and nonpartisan candidates. Well, nonpartisan, of course, is school board. So let's get filed before April 23rd at 4 o'clock. We have a month and 9 days. Absolutely need you guys to file. We need you to run. You need to join Vicky and run for elected office this year. The partisan races is going to be the primary on August 6th. And if you live in a Republican district like we do, you'll automatically be the person elected to that office in November. If she runs unopposed in the primary as a Republican in Antrim County, she'll be the next clerk and then implement the changes she wants to make. I got a really good one here from Clayton up in Pickford. I had my mom and stepdad listen to your show, and they absolutely love it. They did say, though, that you are very addicting to listen to. That's why they call me Crack Radio. You listen to the show, you will be addicted, especially now that Jonathan Deke, the computer geek, has our podcast on yourdefendingfathers.com. Listen on demand anytime you want. You don't have to catch us live. You don't have to listen to the stream player to repeat the show every 3 hours. If you missed the first hour from 9 to 10, it repeats at noon, 3 p.m., 6 p.m., 9 p.m., midnight, 3 a.m., and then tomorrow morning as well on 97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan. You can go on a podcast, click on it, on demand, listen anytime you want. Barb Ageman is out fishing this morning at their winter home, and she said, sorry, I'm not going to be able to listen to your show. I said, go to yourdefendingfathers.com, click on podcast. You can listen on demand anytime you want. He goes on to say they want to try the CBD oils from Patriots Relief, and they want to try the Patriot Water. No, it's Patriots Relief and Mega Water. It's now safe to say, Randy, you are up to 12 listeners. Laugh out loud. Also, I'm curious to know, with all the weight loss you've lost on Missy's program, 90 pounds down since April 23rd last year, while in Florida with Miss Vicky, are you wearing Speedo or long-legged short swim trunks on your vacation? Well, what are you talking about? I'm not wearing any bathing suit. Yes, we're at Airbnb. and we have no neighbors, and so we've been bathing and sunbathing out in the absolute birthday suits. What are you talking about, bathing suits? No, that's not true. That's not true. I lied. Actually, he's going, blah, ha, ha, ha. He's laughing at me and responding to his answer. You and Miss Vicky enjoy your long-needed vacation. Yes, we're seeing friends and loving it. We got to see Gary and Carla Bart from Bel Air. Antrim County's down here wintering in Fort Myers. And, of course, Brian and Noreen, they own a condo, and we were with them. And, man, was that a cool tour. We really appreciate that. If you've never been to the Thomas Edison Henry Ford Estates in Fort Myers, definitely worth the tour. Take the guided tour. What was his name? Isaac? Isaac, I believe, was our guide, and he was really funny. Greatly appreciate that. Especially listen to the camping trip where they voted. The women were allowed to vote in 1914 and brought the kids and the family through the swampland of Florida. Yeah, the seven-day camping trip turned into a two-day camping trip. They were getting eaten alive by the mosquitoes and getting stuck in the swamp with the alligators. Who was it? Henry Ford, he said, pulled out the gun and started shooting the gators because they were approaching the cars. Was it Henry Ford or Thomas Edison? Snakes. Oh, yeah, his wife hated snakes. Kind of like Harrison Ford, right, in the movie. What are those movies? He hates snakes. Come on, Randy, think. Vicky, think. Come on. Yeah, give it to me, guys. Henry Ford, Indiana Jones. Brain fart. That's what happens when you turn 66. Okay. Last one real quick. Want to get in. Yes. The answer is yes. Promo code is TR1 for Patriots Relief. PatriotsRelief.com is the website. But call them. You have questions, toll-free number 877-230-1776. Mention Trucker Randy or TR1. You get 40% off and free shipping. Let's see. Any others I got to get in here real quick? Man, I'm trying to get through all these. Even with my better eyesight, I'm still having a hard time getting through 117 messages this morning. Okay, yes. 118 just came in. Repeat the website for the class. We want to come. ACConservatives is plural, .org. Read the post. Follow the instructions to a T. Donate $59. You will be registered. It's going to be April 13th, Saturday, in Traverse City on the corner of South Airport in Garfield at the Grand Traverse County Republican Party's new headquarters for this election year 2024. So I think that's it. Izzy Lyman's going to be on the show tomorrow hosting for me. I'll be back all of next week as we will be in hotels coming back, inching our way back home to Northern Michigan. And we're going to bring the warm weather with us. So winter is going to be over in Northern Michigan starting next week. Now back to the music. 60s, 70s, Motown, the Ritz of Rock and Roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan. See
Thank
you guys
you
on Monday. Have a great weekend.
Thank you for listening to Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Had enough of career politicians? I have. Hi, I'm Dr. Sherry O'Donnell running for U.S. Senate. It is time to cure Washington of politics as usual. I have the backbone, knowledge, and guts to fix illegal immigration, inflation, and national security. I will protect our freedoms. It is time we cure what ails America. Vote Dr. Sherry O'Donnell for U.S. Senate. Paid for by Dr. Sherry for Senate.
My name is Todd Spalver. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. One of the reasons that I am running is because our current public education system is failing our children. I support real, common sense policies and approaches to education and the safety of our children. All parents have a right to decide on their children's education, not the government or unions. I will fight to ensure that. After all, they are our most precious resources we have, and they are worth the fight. Vote for me, Todd Smallenberg, electsmallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Smallenberg for state rep.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis...